She's in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Metro Council members are trying to stop a planned ICE call center from coming to the Nashville area. A $63 million federal contract was granted to an Alaska company called Koniag. The contract, obtained by the Tennessee Lookout, initially located the facility in Adams, but attention seems to be focused on a building in the Metropolitan Airport Center on Royal Parkway in Nashville. The property is within a unique zip code that is given to major companies or agencies better equipped to handle high-volume mail. The call center will provide 24-hour support for local law enforcement agencies that collaborate with ICE. Although arrangements have not been finalized, several city leaders are opposing the center. Council members Terry Vo, Sandra Sepulveda, and Zulfat Suara say they are considering legislation to block the call center from coming to Nashville. In the last few weeks, extreme heat and drought have devastated Tennessee crops. That, on top of recent cuts to SNAP benefits, have more Tennesseans needing food assistance. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports from a Nashville church that's looking to do more to help.
Extreme weather events like ice storms and heat waves can make food scarcer. Take rice, for example.
Ironically, hilariously, sadly, rice is one of the crops that are one of the biggest indicators of climate crisis.
That's Reverend Stacy Harwell Dye. This Sunday, she's helping organize an event where people can talk about food insecurity. The cost of admission will be a bag of rice for the people who can afford it, because it's one shelf-stable crop that food pantries always need. She says Christians are called to glean, the biblical practice of leaving some of your food unharvested so strangers who are hungry will have something to take.
So this biblical command to leave some fruit on the vine, some vegetable in your field, some wheat out for the people who cannot afford it, and it is theirs to glean, it is theirs to take. It's a commandment.
In the summer, Harwell Dye usually helps pack produce for people who need food.
But we didn't have a crop this year.
She says she's not sure why, but a USDA soil report shows that Tennessee's crops have taken a hit by a recent drought, with nearly 80% of the state's soil currently rated very poor. So instead, the organizer from Society of St. Andrews had them pack seeds.
And there's hope in that, right? Like, she wasn't just like, there are no crops, so we have nothing to do. She was like, there will be crops. Let us give seeds to people that need it.
But until those seeds can become food, donations like instant rice and other pantry staples are all the more important. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The event called Bread and Canvas will be at West End United Methodist Church this Sunday. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.